It's 76 degrees in Nashville. Not only is it going to be another hot and humid day, the heat advisory for Middle Tennessee has been extended yet again. Now it lasts through Sunday evening. Specifically, we're looking at highs right around 100 degrees today for the actual temperature. The heat index getting up a little bit above 110 degrees today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Barring any last-minute interventions, the Tennessee Department of Correction will execute Anthony Darrell Hines by lethal injection this morning. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney explains why there are concerns it might not go according to plan.
This will be the first execution since the department botched its attempt to put Tony Carruthers to death in May. The issue there was establishing IV and central line access. Carruthers had no major medical conditions. Hines has several. In the year leading up to now, he suffered multiple strokes and has been paralyzed on his left side. That has led his muscles to waste away. Muscles keep veins stable and visible, so muscle loss will likely make finding a vein harder. His attorneys also say his left arm and hand are clenched and spasmodic. They asked a federal court to stay the execution to keep the Tennessee Department of Correction from forcing his hand open and his arm straight for the execution. They had already made a separate stay request to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The execution is scheduled for 10 a.m. And now a tragic story involving a small child and deadly heat. Cheatham County sheriffs say a three-year-old boy died this week after being found unresponsive inside a broken-down van. Authorities believe the toddler slipped into the van but could not get out. Deputies responded to a call about the missing child and learned that the child was discovered by one of his siblings. It's not known how long he was in the vehicle. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory, which remains until Sunday evening. The Weather Service says the heat index could reach 110 degrees or higher. One of the nation's largest lobbying firms is coming to Nashville. D.C.-based Cornerstone Government Affairs specializes in state and federal affairs. It rakes in more than $55 million in revenue annually. The new Nashville office is the firm's 16th state expansion. It's also the largest lobbying firm to land in Nashville. Holland & Knight, which came to town in 2023, makes slightly less in revenue. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.